patients where when we move the limb, the first bit is there is a lot of people believe when you move a limb slowly, there is no muscle activity. Not true. When you move the limb slowly, you will see muscle activity. When you move the limb very quickly, the muscle activity increases. One of the examples we found is increase in muscle activity doesn't always lead to an increase in stiffness that's measurable. Okay? So the first lesson we took away from this was, listen, every change in stiffness doesn't necessarily mean a reflection of change in muscle activity patterns. The second bit we took away was if you look at patients, and these are two patients, case studies, where patients were both responders to botulinum toxin. So what we do know is when they were injected with botulinum toxin, we shut down the muscle entirely. This is a patient in the acute stage of treatment where you'll notice that prior to injecting with botulinum toxin, you had reduced range of motion and you had increased stiffness. Inject with botulinum toxin, you shut down the muscle. Yes, we haven't fully shut down the muscle, but what you find is range of motion has significantly increased and stiffness has significantly reduced. So what you have here is an example where the muscle activity contributed to stiffness. However, if you look at a patient who has established contractures, yes, we shut down the muscle, but the stiffness did not change at all. And we have published a lot of work where we've demonstrated that any clinical scale that measures stiffness as a surrogate measure for spasticity is insensitive in picking up changes in spasticity. And probably the best